the snow's coming down. I'm watching it fall, watching the people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells in town, they're ringing a song. What a happy sound. Baby, please come home. They're singing deck the halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here, all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree, I'm watching them shine.
Too Much Rock podcast number 11. This is your host, Sid Souter, and that was Death Cab for Cutie with Christmas Baby Please Come Home, Phil Spector song, found on the Maybe This Christmas Tree network released compilation last year. I guess they've done one every year, and I don't know if they did one this year or not. I just found that one and picked it up, and it made me happy. If you can't tell, my voice is shot. I'm not feeling so well, and this New York weather isn't agreeing with me. I don't know. Things seem dry in my hotel. That must be it. That, and I had to meet at a trendy Manhattan Midtown hipster hangout for dinner and woo a client and scream over other people chatting the whole time. So my voice is pretty much shot. And, of course, I am on the road right now, so I'm not at home with the good recording gear. Instead, I'm just talking into the microphone that is built into my Apple PowerBook. So, there you go. How about a cough? I think classy people have a button for that. Anyway, let's be quick because my voice may not last the whole show otherwise. We're going to go ahead and play a song next by Broken Social Scene off their self-titled CD. I think it's their third CD. Came out in October, I guess. This Toronto supergroup is someone you know all about, and you know all about arts and crafts, and I don't know why I'm bothering. But this song is Fire-Eyed Boy. Okay, that was Controller with the song Poison Safe from their new album X Amounts that came out in October on Paperbag Records. That band is from Toronto, much like the band before them, Broken Social Scene. where's that cough button at? I saw Controller some months back, and they just put on a fantastic show. That new album, I'm not sure how I feel about it. It kind of treads the same ground over and over, and a lot of the songs are very similar. They're all very good, so I don't know, maybe you can forgive that sort of thing. Coming up next, we're going to continue with our Canadian theme, I guess. Unintended one, though. This is Vancouver's Piano. This came out in April on Mint Records, and the album is Brigadoon, and I hunted for this for a long time, and was really happy I did find it. I'm going to play a song called Clapping Hands, which definitely recalls the more wonderful moments of Belle and Sebastian, though the whole album's fantastic, recalling all of your twee favorite bands, and definitely some Magnetic Fields in there, and Belle and Sebastian, as I mentioned, and so much more, even things like Park Avenue. In here. Some songs from vocalist to vocalist, it shifts, themes shift, sometimes there's electronic bits. Anyway, it's a good album and you should try to hunt it down if you're into twee and the indie pop there, and it's cute. So let's play this. This is Clapping Hands.
Make a home for you and your sister, you wanna leave and tell me please what you think of these. It's Sunday all sailboats at sea, and you can see them get lost in the fog that shut to lift later on. It's the morning, you're out with the people, you're doing alright, looking all shiny and bright. And oh, you're not putting anybody on, and if they knew them they'd sing your songs. You wouldn't have to explain a thing till the drizzle or rain or thunder and lightning came. Side stroll thing again where nary a soul knows your name. But in your head there's clapping hands and stomping feet, and it's all for you. We're out in the streets, plays over again without you, plays over again now without you. Going around putting everybody on, trying to teach everyone your song. Wanna hear voices sing out, but there's nothing to sing out about.
This urge to go sailing, leaving the shore in a boat of wood, sailing on all alone. I will cast anchor a place where it's calm and stay for a while. Sit back and wonder how things are down under and smile. Not the urge to go somewhere else, not the urge to blow away. Imagine the fine weather, sun rays playing between kind waves. A jumping fish says hello, and the birds are singing. I will cast anchor a place where it's calm and stay for a while, and I'll sit back and wonder how things are down under and smile.
Trying so hard.
like a lullaby there. That was Richard Swift with the song The Novelist. That is the title track to his 2004 release, The Novelist. But an album that I just discovered when Secretly Canadian re-released it in September. He's a LA singer-songwriter, wonderful musician, and he's all over the place. That album definitely is a Tin Pan Alley sort of purely American record. He's from LA. But the other album that it's paired with, I think, Walking Without Effort, I think it's from 99 or so, is a lot different. It's a very complex pop, maybe a bit of Sufjan Stevens in there for those of you looking for the that sort of sound, but with more of a nod to the 70s sort of songcraft. Good stuff. I think there's a couple of songs on there I really like, and the rest are always entertaining. Before that, you heard Hannah Huckleberg with the song Cast Anchor off of her album called Little Things, I believe, released on Leaf Records in June. She's Norwegian, and a friend recommended me to her, so I hunted that album down, and I don't really like it. I'm okay with it. You know, it's definitely got that overproduced singer-songwriter lushness that folks like Rufus Wainwright can get away with, or even Badly Drawn Boy a bit, but hers is, I don't know, it doesn't work for me, even though it's kind of disjointed and fun and kind of, you know, got that Scandinavian Bjork-y sort of intonations in it, but it doesn't do much for me, unlike the band before that, which was Piano with the song Clapping Hands that I really did like. Wanted to clear up something from last week. I mentioned something about Nutmeg record and me picking it up in the spring. Well, it wasn't that I picked it up in the spring and listened to it and decided to haul it out. It actually has been sitting on a pile in my desk for that long, and I just now got around to listening to it. So, yeah, I'm still giving you the fresh stuff, and every week, all the Too Much Rock podcast is exactly what I downloaded that week, bought that week, or somehow stole from people. I don't know. Occasionally people send me stuff and I play that too. But yeah, so same rules always, except for when I break them. Let's see. I've got one song left for you. And speaking of breaking rules, I'm going to play something from the unreleased Belle and Sebastian CD, The Life Pursuit. It comes out in February of 06. It'll be out on Matador in the States. And I'm going to play a song called Another Sunny Day, and hopefully the band won't beat me up. They're kind folks. I've met them. They're good people. And mostly Twee and Sissy, and I could beat them up. Next week or the week after, sometime, I've got to hunt down the new Isabel Campbell and Mark Lanegan, the guy from Screaming Trees, which never impressed me. They have a new collaboration record. Of course, Isabel from Belle and Sebastian left them in there as the decline started. I think the new album is good. It's definitely got a more almost mod feel to it in a 60s pop sort of sense, and even into the 70s. A couple of songs kind of, oh my gosh, is that the Bay City Rollers? But I'm going to play the first track. It's called Another Sunny Day, and I really like that one. And boy, could I use a sunny day. So let's play that, and thank you very much. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 11, TooMuchRock.com. I'm Sid Souter reporting from a hotel room at the Crown Plaza at LaGuardia, and now I'm going to bed. Thanks.
Sunday evening bells ring out. bridge so beguiling. Sacrifice his life to bring us both eye to eye. I heard the Eskimos remove obstructions with tall and steel. You missed my eye, I wonder why I didn't complain. You missed my eye, I wonder why. Please do it again. The heart.